Haines' newest police officer says he's here for the good people. And a closer look at the economic impacts seniors have on Haines and Southeast Alaska. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories up next. Former Idaho cop Chris Brown was sworn in this week as an officer of the Haynesboro Police Department. That brings the tally up to two permanent officers, an acting chief, and a temporary officer. Brown has only been here for 2 weeks or so, but he says he's already got a pretty good handle on the good and not so good aspects of the community. One of his first observations, he says, was the abundance of drugs and alcohol in such a small place.
You know, there's a tremendous amount of good people here, but there's still a lot of people here who are obviously addicted to drugs, some heavy alcoholics, things like that. And it seems like every beautiful spot I pull out and stop to, you know, take my dog or whatever, there's, you know, little liquor bottles all over the ground, beer cans everywhere. You know, I'm from a beautiful place, and this is an even more beautiful place, and I hate to see that, you know, that it looks like that.
He says since everything is new for him, he can offer a fresh perspective, and many of his interactions have been positive. He adds that he'd like to sit down and talk with members of the public and get to know more about the residents and the issues. One demographic he's interested in chatting with is the bar owners and bar goers.
And, you know, make sure that the people who, you know, work in the bars, running the bars, know that it's illegal to serve an intoxicated person, that it's illegal to have an intoxicated person on their property, you know, which most bars just don't realize that, and that's okay, because it doesn't, at first glance, it doesn't make any sense, but it's there to keep people safe and whatnot. The last thing we want is any sort of DUI crash.
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, about 30% of fatal crashes from 2005 to 2014 in Alaska were alcohol-related. Nationally, according to the administration, about 10,000 people were killed in drunk driving crashes in 2015.
And where I'm from, there's currently 4 manslaughter cases from just alcohol-related stuff. And, you know, now people are going back and they're suing these bars, because we have the exact same laws in Idaho, and they're going back and, you know, suing these bars, and that's the last thing we want is a business to be hit like that because of something, because it's justifiable to sue a bar for millions of dollars for putting that intoxicated person behind the wheel, and we're just hoping to curb all that.
But to really curtail drunk driving, Brown says the police department needs more officers and more support.
Having a good time certainly isn't worth losing your entire life over, whether it be just spending the rest of your life in jail or, you know, having to look that family in the courtroom in the eye and try to explain why, you know, their daughter's dead because I choose to get drunk. You know, I'm more than happy to talk with the, you know, the people who run the bar, stuff like that. I'd be more than happy while we're on duty to give people rides home. It's not a big deal.
Brown moved from a small town in Washington and commuted each day to work in Idaho. Brown says he's waiting for his wife and 5 school-aged children to move up in a couple months, so he's toured the school and is looking for a more permanent home for his family. Meanwhile, he's committing himself to the job and exploring the area. The Haines PD is now up to 4 officers, including Acting Chief Josh Dryden, Officer Brayton Long, and Officer Jordan Welch, who's a long-term sub from Hoonah. Brown says not having a permanent chief is a challenge.
Sergeant Dryden's doing a wonderful job, but he's a police officer and wants to be a police officer and can't really be a police officer at the same time he's trying to be, you know, an administrator. So, you know, we got a lot of work to do here. We have a lot of work to do.
5 or more officers would be safer for the public, Brown says.
You know, the call load isn't that high. There isn't a whole lot of people calling 911, which is good, but that doesn't mean there aren't problems here. There's so much that we can go and find, whether it be DUIs or, you know, we haven't had a lot of people coming to us and saying, you know, this person's selling drugs, this person's selling drugs, this person's selling drugs, and there's just not much we can do when we're short-staffed.
Brown says he's here for the good people.
I'm not here for the bad people. I'm not here to take care of them. I'm not here to coddle them. I'm not here to babysit them, give them special favors. I'm here for the good people. And if you're not a good person, then I'm certainly not here for you.
And while hard drugs are obviously here, Brown says alcohol is the biggest issue he's seen in his short time in the community. But he's hoping that with education and enforcement, Haines will be a safer place. As senior populations grow throughout Southeast Alaska, what kind of impact do they have on the economy? According to experts, it's a good one. A state report on Alaska's aging population says seniors contributed an estimated $2.4 billion to the economy in 2014. That comes mostly from retirement income, healthcare spending, and wages. As part of Coast Alaska and KHNS's Aging Southeast series, KHNS's Emily Files filed this report.
Ron Jackson is 75 years old. He moved to Haines 15 years ago after retirement.
This was the closest thing to home that I'd ever felt, so that was pretty cool.
As Jackson puts it, in Haines, there's gray hair everywhere. 18% of residents are 65 or older. And seniors are on track to make up more than a third of the population by 2024. Haines also has the oldest median age in the state, 48.5. That's about 14 years above the state average and 9 years above the region. So how does the abundance of seniors in this 2,000-person town impact its economy? Here's state economist Connor Bell.
One thing is that retirement income works as an injection into the economy where there are basically outside dollars that retirees are able to use on goods and services purchased locally. So it's money that wouldn't otherwise be circulating in the economy.
Jackson says older customers are especially important in communities like Haines, where the economy booms in the summer and busts in the winter.
Throughout that entire year, a senior income is stable. Generally, it's some annuity that's been earned or Social Security, and it survives the ups and downs of an economy. So it's almost a stabilizing influence on our local economy.
Economist Bell says another benefit that comes from a large senior population is increased demand for health care. Marnie Hartman, a doctor of physical therapy in Haines, says that's been her experience.
I would say probably 50 to 60% of my patient base, depending on the flow at that time, qualifies for Medicare, which means 65 and older.
Residents 65 and older have a positive economic impact by bringing in stable outside incomes and more healthcare spending. But what about the tax breaks they receive? Take, for example, the state-mandated senior property tax exemption. It tells municipalities not to charge property tax on the first $150,000 value of a home.
So if you had a $200,000 house, you were only paying on $50,000.
Kathy Wasserman is the executive director of the Alaska Municipal League. AML is fighting the tax exemption mandate. She says the state should reimburse local governments for the money lost on the exemption.
Municipalities need the freedom to be able to look at this policy within their own community and say, okay, this is our financial position at this time, or our financial environment, and we can afford this much, but we can't afford to exempt everybody.
State data shows that in fiscal year 2015, the exemption cost Southeast communities more than $5 million. In addition to that lost revenue, some municipalities have senior sales tax exemptions. Sitka, Petersburg, and Juneau leaders are among those who have considered doing away with the breaks. With a rapidly aging population, some say they're unsustainable. But all of those efforts were met with community backlash.
It's just disgusting that you keep picking on the old people.
That's Sitka resident Shirley Robards speaking to the Borough Assembly in 2015. The only one of those three Southeast towns that successfully scaled back senior tax breaks is Juneau. Economist Bell says things like tax exemptions lead some people to view an aging population as inherently bad for an economy, but he disagrees.
It's underrated the amount of impact retirees and an aging population can bring to a community.
Jackson, the 75-year-old retiree, says Haines seniors are involved.
The definition of a senior isn't an old person that sits around a lot and drains the system. They're out there hiking the trails and working on projects.
He says aside from spending at local businesses, seniors volunteer and serve in government. And he's not alone in that view. Many in Haines say the same thing. Seniors here are active. They contribute to the community. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Read and hear other reports in our Aging Southeast series through links posted on our website. Thank you. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening, and thank you for supporting community radio in the Upper Lynn Canal. You can listen to and read local stories anytime on our website at khns.org.